At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme. Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com. Sign up. Join the community. And plus, we got a 7-day free trial. So.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys. Wednesday, episode 1229 of the 49ers Rush Podcast. We just finished Kyle Shanahan's press conference, which is what I was waiting for, what I wait for on every single Wednesday, trying to figure out what is new with the 49ers, because Wednesdays, that's the first practice of the week. They usually get the Tuesday day off. They got to rehab, get their workouts and whatever else. But as far as practice, all those different things with reporting and everything else, that's where we get a lot of the news. So we got an updated injury report. I want to talk about that. And I think that the test, you know, you look at the 49ers schedule, just with there's different parts every single year. But you're talking about two of the biggest weeks, back-to-back divisional games. It's the only time this entire season that the 49ers have back-to-back divisional games. And it's not even 7 days apart. It's five. You have two divisional games in 5 days. You got the Arizona Cardinals at home. Then you make the short trip up to Seattle for the number one most important game of the entire year. For the Seattle Seahawks, for the 49ers, the biggest game of the year on a short week, on the road. That's what it is. I mean, the opportunity that is in front of both these teams is unbelievable. It's off the charts huge. So that's what we're going to be spending most of our time talking about today. As always, we're going to dive into your questions. Hopefully you guys can get me off topic. That's always fun. Appreciate all the hashtag CCs. What's up, Invader? Hey, Daniel, how we doing? Shaggy, we got a lot of people in here. Rainier, hashtag CC, first time ever. Appreciate it, man. Kevin, we got a lot of people here. Y'all's questions, your comments. We got some updated roster moves. I want to talk about those as well. Look at Rainier. First time making before the show. I appreciate that. What's up, Mike? How we doing? Yeah, we got one back, ladies and gentlemen. We reached into the rabbit hole and we pulled one back just when I thought we were out. They pulled me right back in. Pulled me back in, not right back in. That's not the quote. I added that. Sorry about that. Jalen Graham is back, who I really, really like. I think a lot of us really, really like. The film was always on par. The film was always good. It's just he could not get into the rotation during preseason or during training camp. Yeah, I was constantly, I was like on Jalen Graham watch. We have all these good linebackers, young linebackers. Instead, we just give snaps to DFF. He has not improved at all. In fact, he's gotten worse in back-to-back-to-back years, but we stick with him nonetheless, and we let young talent out the window. Thankfully, we were able to pull one of those back. So Jalen Graham, they signed him off the practice squad onto the 53-man roster. He's not on our practice squad. He's on our active roster, and here's Kyle Shanahan talking about that today. Now, I do have to apologize for the clips, the audio clips, the volume's up and down. There's background noise. That's not on us. That's on the 49ers. I have no clue why it's always so terrible. But if you don't like something in the sound, That's not us. We're capturing it and sharing it with you. But here's Kyle Shanahan on Jalen Grant coming back.
It was real crucial. I mean, just, you know, putting Curtis on IR. I don't know if we've done that yet. Have we done that yet? All right, yeah, doing that. And then guys getting banged up with Fred, D. Winters, even Flanagan fouls. So you need enough guys in the building to be prepared for, depending on what happens through the week. And when you are banged up, you definitely got to be prepared for that. And it's always nice to have a guy who's been through our system, who knows everything. And Jalen was a guy we didn't want to lose. He was a hard guy to let go of. We were really hoping to keep him on practice squad, but AP stole him. So we had to steal him back.
I love that. And understand, Jalen Graham had a choice. He could turn it down. He could have stayed on there, but he chose to come over, which I think is just gigantic. Happy to have him. And, you know, you bring him on because of special teams, but he could play the Mike and he could play the Sam or the Fred Warner role. And then that number three, the original Aziz role, that number three linebacker. He doesn't play Will. He doesn't play that two spot, but it's huge. Special teams alone. And he's been great on special teams. So I think that's just great. I love getting guys back. We invest so much. You know, we do all the draft write-ups. We did like 200 this year. Then we draft a handful of them. Then we dive in like God knows what on all the film breakdowns and all the draft prospects. Then we do our roster countdown. And we dig into these players' past history, what they major in, what they studied, how they played, family, background. Oh, the good, the bad, the ugly. And so whenever you lose one, it's just like, you know, like, man, we invested so much. And then you get them back. It's just like, nice. I love it. I'd be fine with Jalen Graham starting this game if that meant DFS not playing. That would be gigantic. Been the worst player on the field defensively three consecutive weeks in a row. Just not a good player at all. Just not a good player. But on top of that, you've got Fred Warner. Now, let's go to the injury report. Okay, this was Kyle Shanahan's injury report today. This is just like 20 minutes ago.
Jordan Elliott, knee limited. Huff, knee, ankle limited. Kevin Givens, tricep limited. Flanagan Fowles, calf limited. Go ahead.
No mention of Fred Warner. None. So you're telling me Fred Warner's not even limited? Whew. They said day to day is what they said, you know, the updated practice report yesterday. And so the fact that he's not even limited, that's what's up. So you mean to tell me Fred Warner's going to be out there against the Cardinals? That's paramount. That's the most important injury update that we could possibly get. That changes everything. Changes everything. Now, DFF's limited. D. Winters, he's been day-to-day as well. You put him in there, Tatum Bethune. Like, there's a lot of guys. And having Jalen Graham's just an extra insurance policy for sure. That's huge. But the defensive tackle position, that is a major concern. You lost Hargrave, which is terrible, but then the defensive line goes out and has their best game maybe in 2 years. Maybe in 2 years. The best defensive line game. We had 30-plus pressures. Like, I don't think there has been a time where we've had that many pressures in one game. I maybe our best defensive line game in two seasons without Hargrave. And is that an addition by subtraction? Whatever. It's what it however you want to figure that out. You watch the tape. We've got it loaded on the 40hoursrush.com. His replacements balled out. Kevin Givens was freaking dominant. 2.5 sacks. Jordan Elliott was great. Very, very effective. You kick Yetur Gross-Matos into tackle. He's playing lights out. Whenever he's rushing from the inside, that's great. Like, everybody's playing. Evan Anderson was good. Now, you got two guys. Kevin Givens, that tricep thing. That's a brand new one. Hopefully, he's all right. Jordan Elliott, he's been banged up, but has pushed through it. Now you're getting reinforcements. The 49ers activated the 21 practice day window of Kalia Davis, the big guy. We have waited so long to unwrap this Christmas present. So long. And it's just been so frustrating because we knew when we drafted him, he was a Trent Baalke ACL stash. We got him late. We just waited. We knew he wasn't going to play his rookie year. Then goes out last year, struggled, only played in like three games and got hurt again. Like he doesn't have an accrued season yet. Kalia Davis does not have an accrued season through 2 years in the NFL. He's still on his rookie deal. That's the way it works. Like, you have to have four accrued years before, like, so you still have 4 years of Clea Davis. Now, he gets hurt again. You put him on IR, but the 49ers designated he was the only one. Clea Davis was an IR to return designated candidate. It's something brand new the NFL just started this year. You get a pick two. We did one. So that's our first of eight IR to return designations. We only got seven left. We got seven lives left. That's it. And so Clea Davis, and Kyle was asked, you know, okay, you have a 21-day practice window, 3 weeks. How soon could Clea Davis be activated to the 53? He said, I think this week. He didn't hesitate. I clipped the clip, but it was just like, that's all he said. I think he could help us this week. That's all he said. So I clipped it, then I deleted it, then I re-recorded it. I was like, that doesn't add. Then I deleted it again. Plus, the sound is terrible with the buzz in the back. I don't know what the hell they're doing over there, man. Come on. NFL franchise. Figure it out. Sorry. It's hot. It's hot at home today. Mike, it's really hot in the Bay Area. And so I think I'm a little testy. I'm a little bit more angry than normal, just uncomfortable. I got fans blowing in every direction. It's what it is. No AC in the Bay Area. It's what it is. But they're messing up. Maybe I shouldn't call it out. They're doing a good job over there. They're doing a good job, sound crew. But regardless, Clea Davis with Jordan Elliott, with Kevin Givens, both limited. That's gigantic to get an extra big body in there. And I think that they call up Evan Anderson again. I would. I think that's huge. And so that's one of the transactions. Then we go, what's up, Dave, my man? He says, did Sam Okwuanu's play lead to letting Shaquille Brown go and bringing back Garvin? I think the Shaquille Brown one is a little bit more Clea Davis, because you brought back it in. You released a tackle. Evan Anderson showed that he's good to go. You still got T.Y. McGill on the practice squad as well. I'm so glad they went with Evan Anderson. But now you're getting Clea Davis, and Yetur Gross-Matos took a lot of snaps from the inside on pass rush downs. Jonathan Garvin gives you a little bit extra end help. We'll see. And they brought back Tiosa and Tariq Owens, which I freaking awesome. Yeah, you know, give him a chance. See what he could do. You still got Tate Martin. You still got Trent Taylor. Now you've got Tariq Owens. Yeah, three guys, wide receivers on the practice squad. I don't understand the reasoning behind that, but Tariq Owens was good. Special teams, he was good. Deep ball, he was good. He was tough. Just broke his wrist hand thing, but now he's healthy, so you bring him back, give him a chance. I love it. Absolutely love that. And so Shaquille Brown, yeah, kind of lost out that battle. You need the defensive tackle depth. Now you bring back Clea Davis, so there's that depth. I think that's huge. Right here says Southern California. It's just hot, man. It is just really, really hot. Carew, Mexico City is cool right now. I'm on my way. When we went down there for the 49ers Rush road trip to Mexico City, which was unbelievable, played the Cardinals that year too, that week too, I was looking at real estate like 2 hours into my trip. I absolutely love that place. That was incredible. Right here. Now let's go get Frank Gore Jr. He's on the Buffalo practice squad. That is a possibility. So we'll see. Dave taking shots at Roddy Bell. We'll see what happens with Roddy Bell. I think a transaction eventually will take place once you bring back Ricky Pearsall. Now, Ricky Pearsall, unlike Clea Davis, did not activate the 21-day practice window.
Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert build portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests the money for you. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns, and let me just say this, I've used Acorns app for years. Very little work. You put it in, you pick your portfolio, it goes in, and it gives your money a chance to grow with Acorns. It's been incredible. I cannot recommend the Acorns app any more than I already do. I use it personally, and my family uses it personally. I recommend it all the time. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial, compensation provides incentive for positive promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers. Did you know Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in over 30 states, including California, Florida, Georgia, and Texas? You sign up today and you get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. All you do is pick two players, whether they're going to do more or less. It's easy. You think Justin Jefferson's going to get more than 83.5 yards this week? Let's say you just want to focus on 49ers. Brock Purdy, more or less 229.5 passing yards. Brandon Ayuk, he struggled, 64.5 receiving yards. If you think they're going to hit that, you just pick two. If you're right, you get paid. That simple. And so whatever it is you want, download the app today and use code 49ers, 49ERS, to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's promo code 49ers. So go check out Prize Picks. Run your game. Have you ever tried to explain football to a little kid? It's near impossible with all the rules, all the regulations, and it's just confusing. I remember the first time I coached my son's little league team whenever he was 5 years old, I got gray hairs immediately. So I know many of you guys have young kids or grandkids, nieces, nephews. It doesn't matter that you want to share your football experience with. Well, Future Fans is a brand that helps little kids become big football fans by embedding the rules of football into parallel games and activities. And the way Future Fans teaches, it's so unique and effective. They introduce the concepts of the sport in a way that the kid will understand. Think of a beanbag toss game for teaching first downs. And I know it sounds crazy, but it's genius and it works. You go read the reviews, you'll see for yourself. So if you want your kid to understand football, Future Fans is for you. It's only $49.99, and if you use our code RUSH, RUSH, at futurefans.com to get 10% off, unlock a lifetime of memories with your kid in your life starting now. Trust me, it'd be worth it. Attention Niner fans and watch aficionados. Elevate your game with the Breitling Chronomat San Francisco 49ers Team Edition, now at Topper Jewelers. Celebrate the NFL's 104th anniversary with a Swiss-made timepiece that blends sophistication with sporting capability. Introducing the Breitling Chronomat, crafted in honor of the San Francisco 49ers, this 42mm marvel features a striking crimson-white dial that finished with the iconic red and gold 49ers logo placed prominently at 9 o'clock. Limited to just 104 pieces, this watch showcases your team spirit with distinctive colors and logos. Powered by Breitling's in-house BO1 chronograph movement, it combines precision with a bold design. And with a 70-hour power reserve, 200 meters water resistance, and a sapphire crystal, it's built for both action and elegance. Catch this exclusive piece at Topper Jewelers at topperjewelers.com, where tradition meets the thrill of the game. But you'll want to hustle, because once these 104 pieces are gone, they're gone forever. Discover this 49ers edition as well as other iconic Breitling watches like the legendary Navitimer and Mighty Super Ocean, now at Topper Jewelers. And while supplies last, mention this ad in the 49ers Rush to receive a special gift with your next Breitling order.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And I wanted a fun, spicy clip for you guys to kind of hear what Shanahan had said. All he said was, nope, not ready. I don't watch that. That's basically what he said. So it does seem like another week. And a lot of it, too, let's just be honest. Why rush it? Why rush back Ricky Pearsall, whatever? You've got too many wide receivers as is. You have three ace wide receivers right now that are balling out. If Debo was injured, cool. If Ayuk was injured, all right. But, man, on top of those two, who are one of the best wide receiver tandems in the NFL, Juwan Jennings better than both. Through four games, Juwan Jennings is better than both. Yes, it's not close. Juwan Jennings, fourth in the NFL in receiving yards. He's got more receiving yards than Justin Jefferson. What? Make that make sense. I am here to say Juwan Jennings needs more snaps. You look at it again, just this past week, Ayuk got 50 snaps, Debo 48, Jennings 36. Erroneous! That is a crime against humanity. That is not okay. And I understand you got Jennings more snaps than he was getting last year. Do not care. I'm waving my finger like the great Dikembe Mutombo. That's not okay here. I miss you already, Dikembe. One of my favorite players in the NBA back in the early 90s. Amazing dude. But Juwan Jennings needs more snaps. More. So now you add in, like, okay, we got Ricky Pearsall. We activate the window yet? Nah, let's just keep him on ice a little bit longer. Now, Shanahan was asked, is this has something to do with the shoulder injury that kept him out of all of training camp, all of preseason almost? He said, nope, that was done before the gunshot issue. So that's good news. The extra 5 weeks definitely helped, but we'll see. And I said this earlier in the show. I think Ricky Pearsall's practice window will start next week. And people were like, why? I got a couple emails like, why do you think that? Why? Like, not really arguing with me, but a lot of people thought he'd be back this week. I was like, man, let's just wait. Just wait. You don't need to rush it. You don't need to rush it. Now, just give him more time. This is a very unusual circumstance with the gunshot wound. And then on top of that, the shoulder. And then on top of that, all your receivers are balling out. So even if you did activate Pearsall now, who's he taking snaps from? Conley got 5. Cowan got 4. You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah. So we'll get Pearsall back, but there's no rush on this. There's no rush. So that's kind of where I'm at with that whole situation. Right here, Carlos, Tariq was incorporated to the practice squad, not the 53. That's correct. Tariq Owens. He spells his name different, but I know who you're talking about, Carlos. You're the man. Speaking of Mexico City, had an awesome time hanging out. We had some good food, man. We had a good time down there. JD, you're late, but you're here. That's all I care. Darren says Warner didn't practice. Well, there we go. That's why he wasn't on the injury report. And of course, we got no specifications on what that looks like, which really, really bothers me. I'm scrolling through things out right now. Here we go. So I went live as soon as the pre-schedule whatever went. Of course, nobody asked a question about that and said we had some wacky questions, but whatever. So here are the players that did not practice. Warner, Cowing, Kittle, Conley, Gross Matos, and D Winners, all not practicing. The limited, those were the ones that we did. And that's another thing. I'll go back to the 49ers press conferences. They never start the press conference until halfway through the injury report every single freaking time. Every single time. Absolute joke. It's so frustrating to me. But that's okay. I'm thankful that they put him out there. And I'm thankful that we do not have Chip Kelly, who refused to do anything ever all the time. So, update injury report, no practice. Warner, Cowing, Kittle, Conley, Gross Matos, D Winners is from Matt Mayoko. Limited, Elliott, Hufanga, Givens, DFF. Dang it. So I'm sorry about the first part of that show. If you're listening, it's what it is. Carlos, what about Von Miller? He should be done. You read that report of why he got suspended. I want to dive into that. That's terrible. It's not his first, not his second time. Terrible. David, he says, does the NFI list work like the IR with Pearsall's contract status if he never gets activated this year? That is correct. So if, for whatever reason, Ricky Pearsall never comes off the NFI list, his season will toll over into the next year. So basically his rookie year would be next year. I don't think that's in the plan for the 49ers. Technically they could do that, but I don't think that's in the plan. But yes, you are correct, Dave. If Pearsall's never gets activated and get those 4 games, you have to get 4 active games to qualify for an accrued season. If you get those contract and all that stuff, that's the stipulations there. So we'll take that. What's up, Melvin? How we doing, man? Man, Rainier, what was your favorite food in Mexico? I think it was the fried goat tips, I think is what it was. I could be way off on this. Comes in the foil and like, oh man, it was unbelievable. I don't know the name of it. I'm sorry. I'm really, really bad at that. I've been to Mexico so many times, but I always want to go back. Yeah, love that freaking place. Let's see, Dave. Trent Williams never practiced on Wednesday. He practiced. He's not listed on what I am seeing here. Practice is taking place as we speak. So all I have is Mayoko's report. Let's see, Barrows. He says Warner, Kittle, Grossmatos, Cowing among those who are not practicing today. Limited. Nobody is talking about Trent Williams, but my assumption is he might be out there, but he usually doesn't practice. So that's all we got. I'm just going with what we got, guys. So sorry. I'll keep refreshing and I'll keep seeing if we get some new news, but that's kind of where it is now. And that's frustrating because it's like, man, why did nobody ask any questions about these things? I have no clue. Why did we not talk about this? But yeah, that's okay. We go with what we got. You get what you get and you don't throw a fit. So one of the things that I wanted to talk about in my notes on the past show that I missed that I wanted to jump back in now. The offensive line and defensive line both had stellar games against the Patriots. And it's very easy to sit there and go, well, yeah, it was against the Patriots. The Patriots are really, really bad. Patriots are a bad team. However, and man, shout out to Jake Andrews, their center, longtime center, got absolutely abused by Malik Collins throughout that whole game. They had to put him on IR after that with a shoulder issue. I hate to see that. He's like, I'm worried that's like the end of his whatever. One of great linemen. Great utility player. But anyway, I don't know why I brought that up, but it's been on the back of my mind. Like, I hate whenever I see, like, he might be the last stay of that whole Patriots, you know, dynasty or whatever you want to call it. It seems like it's, like, done now. And I'm just like, man, that sucks. I hate the Patriots. And I hate, but I love the way that dude has played in the NFL. Like, he is freaking, he was a stud. He's not anymore. But at least he's getting paid. Now, the offensive line dominated. If we go back 2 weeks against the Rams, which they did not dominate, we didn't have one offensive lineman above a 75 PFF score, right? Which is above average starter level play, okay? That number. Now you go to the Patriots game, we had three of our five offensive linemen pass that number. Three of our five. Dominique Pooney had the highest grade, 85.8. That dude is a star. Trent Williams, 83.9. Colton McKivitz, 82.1. Like, I understand whenever I say Colton McKivitz, people kind of like shudder. Like, it's like, oh, I don't want to eat that. You see somebody eating something gross and you're just like, no, don't do that. That I understand the response that Colton McKivitz brings to a lot of people. But man, I'm telling you, watch the tape, man. Watch it. Dude's playing well. Now, is he the best pass protector? He's not. But his offensive running production is like on McKivitz or on McGlinchey level. And his pass protection is better than McGlinchey. And we're paying him like 1/6 of what he's getting paid. That's not bad. Here is the quarterback, hashtag Brock Purdy, talking about the offensive line and just kind of why things are going the way they are.
Yeah, I thought they did a really good job, man. Just obviously it starts with the run, and for those guys to be able to give Mason the lanes that he had was huge. And then in the pass game, man, I thought they did a great job. You know, there's some looks where it's a little crazy and stuff in there, but, you know, I think they did an amazing job of giving me time, allowing me to see guys downfield and hit those third-level throws. So that's a prop to them, man. So they had a chip on their shoulder this week at practice, and we all did. And so and with that being said, I still think we can all collectively as an offensive unit be better and execute in situations. So, but very proud of those guys.
I mean, they just keep playing well. I really don't know like what else to say besides the fact the offensive line, Jake Brindle wasn't terrible. Was he good? No. Was he consistent? No. Did he have a bunch of falling on his rear end and getting posterized by other players? Also, no. So with Jake Brindle's plays, his bad plays, which he's going to have 5 to 7 a game, he's just going to have he gets to his block and just can't handle it because he's not strong or his balance is bad or whatever. Like, that's good. But he's not snapping it and falling on his rear end and just getting walked over with cleat marks on his face. So whenever you can get guys like Colton McKivitz and Jake Brindle playing at par or at that line, that's where good things happen. And then Aaron Banks, who's not one of the top three, he had a great first half, terrible second half. It's just consistency with Banks. It's just first half, Aaron Banks was stellar. Then the second half tape was a completely different person. And it was just like, what happened? What happened in the locker room? What happened? Because he's not the same player. You've got some really good games from Banks. You've got some really bad ones. And so can that consistency be established there? You can't have a bad McKivitz, bad Brindle, and a bad Banks. You can't do that. That's too many. But whenever you get a good McKivitz, you get a neutralized Banks, and at least you get one half good from Banks. Like, now we're talking. You know what I mean? Here we go. Just a couple questions. I know this is going to be out there. What's up, AK? He says, are we going to see Davante Adams in a pick for Brandon Ayuk trade? I do not think so. Does not make sense. I understand how fun it is to talk about, and I love Davante Adams way better than Brandon Ayuk, but he's also like 6 years older. Plus, we just paid out $45 million in dead cap space to Ayuk on the new contract. Pre-deal, sure, made some sense. Now, I don't think so, and I'm with Mark here. I don't think we need Davante Adams. I like what we have. Davante Adams is way better now, probably better next year. After that, you got to take Ayuk, right? Like, the long-term – Ayuk's young. What is he, 26 years old? Here, I want to make sure – I want to see what this is. Man, you got to go way down this list to find Brandon Ayuk. Yikes, that's not good. Yeah, he's 26. So, like – No, we're good. Like, yeah, I'm okay with that. So I'm out on the Davante Adams, whatever. There's teams that need him, and I just don't think it makes a lot of sense for us to get him. We're stacked at wide receiver. We've got freaking our first round pick, Ricky Pearsall, sitting on the shelf. We've got Jacob Cowing, fourth round pick, who's been promising. So we'll see what that looks like.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Melvin, when are they going to start Renardo Green? He played the second half almost exclusively. First half, Isaac Yiadom was out there. And I want to be honest with you, it's the best half Isaac Yiadom has had since joining the 49ers, and it wasn't even close. Like, Yiadom was playing great. He played 16 snaps. He's the fourth highest rated defender we had, had an 81.8 grade. Isaac Yiadom was awesome. He wasn't the first three games. Then the second half, you go out there and Renardo Green plays almost the entire second half, gets 23 snaps. He finished with a 50.6 grade. Had the penalty, he didn't have the penalty, but had to miss tackle. We'll see. I haven't finished the second half tape. I finished the first half. And over on the 49ers rush, we've got first half offense, second half offense, first half defense. Tomorrow, I'm getting second half defense up. We're going to focus on Renardo Green for sure. So I kind of like what they're doing. Mixing in the youngsters. Like, you're seeing Malik Mustafa, you know, the show we did earlier this week with Wayne. A lot of young blood, man. Sam O, Evan Anderson, Renardo Green, Malik Mustafa, Jacob Cowie, D. Witters, Tate. Like, young pups are getting snaps. Now, here's the difference. These next two games carry a lot more weight. Division games are everything. My man Mark knows what's up. We need these next two games. What's up, Sin? How we doing? Ah, I love it. The next two, you win these next two games, you're in first place, no doubt about it. Guaranteed. Doesn't matter what happens everywhere else. If the 49ers handle their business and win these next two games, we would be 4-2. And if Seattle wins, who's Seattle got? Let me see. Seattle has the Giants. Ah, and they're at home? They have back-to-back home? Golly. Anyway, so they got the Giants and the 49ers. They're beating the Giants. Giants are terrible. So if we win the next two games, we beat the Cardinals, we beat Seattle, then guess what? We'll be tied at the top of the depth chart. We'll be 4-2. They'll be 4-2, but we'll have the same divisional record, but we have the head-to-head. So we would be the number one team regardless. We control our own destiny. And that was the thing I kept going back to when we were 1-2. And everybody's like, man, we lose this Patriots game. It's all blah, blah, blah. And I was like, man, not really. Divisional games and NFC games are what matters. That's everything. Now, you handle business versus the Patriots. That was awesome. But you like the 49ers are right where they need to be. You got to win your games. You got to win your divisional games. And your divisions look pretty rough. But, yeah, you got to go out there. You got to do your thing. Sin right here. I don't want the Chiefs to get Devontae. I don't know how to say it. There is 0% chance. Maybe a 0.002% chance that the Raiders would trade their best player to a divisional opponent. There's no way in hell that has happened. Like, he's off limits. Like, now you want to talk about going to get Tyreek Hill or, you know, somebody else? Yes, that is a real possibility. I think the Chiefs will be targeting a wide receiver. Devontae ain't going there. And I know everybody can say that. That is fear. I get that. But no. No, it ain't happening. Mike says, it's kind of funny since Devontae Adams from East Palo Alto. There's no hometown, you know, what's it called? It just doesn't make sense. I think he'd want to come here. You want to do an IU swap for him and all that stuff? I get it. I just don't know why you would mess with things. What's that do to the locker room? I don't know. I just don't know. I just don't know. Dave, you know, I love the fact our rookies are getting so much playing time. It's huge. But divisional games are everything. These next two games, like, here, let me look at the 49ers schedule. The most important game of the entire season is at Seattle. That's number one. The second most important game of the entire season is November 17th. Seattle comes to our place. Those two games will determine who the NFC West winner is, period. Like, that's number one. That's number two. The third most important game is probably at the Cardinals. The fourth most important game is probably the Rams whenever they come to our place. That's another Thursday game. That's a December 12th. And then the fifth most important game is this week. This is a top five game on our remaining schedule. Cardinals. Division games above all else. I know we hate the Cowboys. I know we hate the Chiefs. I get that. The Packers, the Bills. I get all those things. Division, division, division. Division, division, then division, and then lastly, division. That's it. That's it. That is all that freaking matters. Now, here we go, Kyle. Talk about it.
Anytime you have divisional games, it's huge, especially when you have two games in 4 days, just how quick that goes. I mean, the record can go from really good to really bad. It happens fast, so you don't start thinking about that game now, but it's in the back of your head, just how the two games before we get a break. Everyone loves getting that break. No one really loves playing two games in 8 days, but if you tell anyone you get 3 days off after it, everyone's pretty excited about it. So we got a big one this week, and as soon as that's over, we'll be right on to the next one.
That's huge. It's just huge. You got to handle those. Rainier, John, when is the coach approach live streams? That's tomorrow. Me and Coach Ant, we're going through our coaches, kind of what we saw on tape that we didn't see live, and then some adjustments that we want to see made. That's going to be tomorrow at 10 a.m. Right here, baby, right here. Coach approach tomorrow. Kind of like that. I like the name. Now, all right, let's talk. I'm seeing it's a Mahomes conversation. I ain't even touching that one. Let's talk Brock Purdy. This dude currently leads the NFL. Well, he did lead the NFL. Geno passed him with that 400-yard game on Monday Night Football. But passing yards, 1,133. Brock Purdy is on pace to throw for over 4,800 yards. That's bananas. That is insanity. How much this dude is chunking the ball. He is airing it out. It don't matter. Debo's out. Ayuk's whatever. Kittle's out. Don't matter. I'm just going to go out there and air it out anyway. Yards per pass attempt, 9.3, leads the NFL. Deep completions, 9 in 4 games, leads the NFL. Also, guess what? He has the most deep passes dropped. That's what makes it even more crazy. He's had the most passes dropped that are deep balls than anybody else in the NFL. Like, his stats could be better. Deep passing yards, leads the NFL, 292. First downs, most passing first downs. Dude's leading the NFL in so many different categories. Now, Kyle Shanahan, what's up, Kyle? Was asked, why are we going deep so often? What's the mentality there? And this is a big reason why perhaps the run, we're still running the ball well too, but there's a reason why they keep going deep.
I mean, it's, you always have that stuff in. Just, you know, they play, we caught them in quarters a couple times on both those plays, and their safeties were down tight, and that's where the ball's got to go. And Brock made two good throws, and both the guys came down with the play. Had a third chance that was incomplete. Corner did a good job staying on top, but I think it was versus all the same coverages.
And so that's the thing. Whenever teams have to make a conscious decision, it's funny because I go through all this tape for the Cardinals and every team we play, and I look at the tape, and I usually go back 2 games. But the way you play other teams is not the way you play the 49ers. You have to adjust because the Kyle Shanahan running scheme gives defensive coordinators nightmares, and they have to adjust. They have to adjust. They cannot play their base against the 49ers. So a lot of them do 5- and 6-man D-line fronts, not linebackers and whatever. No, you're talking 5 and 6 players on the line of scrimmage. 7 we've seen a few times. Well, guess what? If you do that, you're missing safeties. Or if you do a too high safety look or drop into a quarters, like Kyle's was just saying, with the cover 4 look, you can't be a passive cover 4. You got to have guys come into the box. Because guess where Brock Purdy's the best at? Throwing over the middle. So you got to bring guys into that middle, or you got all those in-breakers. Well, you take away the in-breakers and you take away the run, we're going over your head. That is something that you could never do with Jimmy Garoppolo. Look at Garoppolo taking strays already. That's huge. That's changed everything. And so, I mean, it's just crazy. Yeah, Logan, Purdy is the top 15 passing tips. That's new. But you got to trust him. You got to trust him because he's playing lights out right now. Right here in Vader, Purdy is stacking these runs for 5 and 10 yards, giving DC's nightmare. Yeah, the rush yards. We made a lot of money off that this year. Betting that Brock Purdy over on the rush attempts. Man, we have made some money on that this year. We'll see what they haven't put out all the props yet, but you know what is crazy? Back-to-back weeks. Last week, the 49ers had the largest spread. We were favored 10.5 points over the Patriots. Largest spread in the NFL. And we were a 1-2 football team. Then you jump forward to this week. 49ers are now 2-2. We're a 500 team. Guess what? Divisional opponent, doesn't matter. The largest spread in the NFL again, back-to-back weeks. Like, that's not normal for a 49ers team that has struggled. We're 7.5-point favorites. We're favored by a touchdown with a little extra gravy on top. Now, if you want to bet that, they covered it last week, despite it being the largest one. Usually when we play Arizona, Brock goes off. If you think we're going to cover that again, here's where you got to go.
You know football. You watch all the games. You know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to mybookie.ag. Use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, or scan this QR code next to me, and they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100, all the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for 6 straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out, trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino, if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit. And MyBookie, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
All right, couple other questions. Invader, appreciate you, man. Going to be a dogfight over these next 2 games. It just, everything steps up, right? Like, whatever the intensity, the NFL is for real. All the time. There's no layups. But divisional games, It's a whole different thing. It goes to 11. It goes to 11, right? Couldn't it just go to 10 and the same thing? No, this one's different. It goes to 11. It's going to be – these two games are huge. And if you're one of those – I don't know. How do I say this? Things could go bad. I mean, 49ers, again, biggest spread in the NFL this week against a division opponent. That's great. That's grand. Helps me sleep at night. But good Lord, what happens if the 49ers drop these two games and go to 0-3 in the division? That's panic time. 1-2, that's not great. But, man, you lose these two. And we've been 2-4 before, but being 0-3 in the division, that's where it would be kind of crazy. I don't think that's going to happen. And you take it day by day. You take it game by game. But, like, for the Boo Birds and all that stuff, this season could get bad real quick. Real quick. And, man, one of the ways. Adam, appreciate you, buddy. He says, longtime fan, here late. That's okay. Just glad you're here, Adam. Appreciate you. Are we concerned about the running back depth behind Mason with CMC out for who knows how long? Yes. 1,000%. Isaac Garrido is not good. Yet, obviously, you have to put that into the thing. He's got 7 carries for 19 yards. He's averaging 2.7 yards per carry. That's really bad. You add in the fumble and the kickoff return, whatever. He doesn't know the scheme. He doesn't know what to do. And he's always been a volume play. Like, he has to get, you know, 15 carries. And I remember writing in my draft notes, 1 yard, 0 yard, 2 yard, 20 yard. That's just who he is. But he's not going to get the volume because he doesn't press the outside. He doesn't run the scheme. I don't know. I didn't like the pick. I understand, and I hope that he grows into that. It just, man, he's been terrible on special teams, small sample size. He's been terrible as a running back, small sample size. So I don't know, man. I would much rather prefer give me Patrick Taylor Jr. out there with those number two snaps. I would prefer that. I really, really would. And the thing is this, Adam. And again, like, I love Kyle Shanahan, but that doesn't mean he's without critique. We're up 3 scores with 2 minutes left. They have no timeouts, and we still got Jordan Mason taking carries out there. Jordan Mason leads the NFL in rush attempts. Why not put out freaking Isaac Garrido at that point? Let's let him get carries at that point. That's the time. Yeah, you got to spell. You know, Jordan Mason, and the backup would be Deebo Samuel, if I'm going to be honest. If there was an injury, it'd be Deebo Samuel. But, you know, if you look at your roster, you've got Jordan Mason, Deebo Samuel, Isaac Garrido. Then you got Patrick Taylor Jr., who's on our 53, man. We just don't give him a chance. He's on special teams and stuff. But, like, God, that dude was 100 times better than Isaac Garrido the entire training camp, the entire preseason, the entire time. You had that one little glimmer of hope in the preseason game against, like, the 3s and 4s with Isaac Garrido. That was it. He never practiced. He never practiced. He was injured the whole time. And then on your training or your practice squad, you had Keyshawn Vaughn, who's got a lot of NFL experience. So, yeah, I'm worried. It's a concern. And, like, people always ask me about, like, trades and stuff. I think the running back position, we've always been, man, should we trade Elijah Mitchell? Should we trade so-and-so? Should we trade so-and-so? I think we would trade 4. Hopefully CMC comes back soon and we figure all that out. If he does, we're fine. But yeah, that backup running back spot is a major concern. Major concern. Ooh, Rainier trying to get me in trouble over here. Says, John, would you take Purdy this season or Herbert in his rookie season? 2 completely different quarterbacks, man. And what I mean by that, like, Justin Herbert, 6'4", 240, fast as hell, rocket arm, Goldilocks, whatever else. Like, yeah. I think Justin Herbert is a top 3 quarterback, just talent-wise. We've never seen Kyle Shanahan with that ever, probably never will. That's one of the reasons why they traded up for Trey Lance. They were wrong. I was wrong. Brock Purdy ain't those things. But I love Brock for who he is, and it fits perfect. So, yeah, you got to keep Purdy right now. But if you ask 32 teams, do you want Brock Purdy or Justin Herbert? I hate to say this, and I know this might upset some people. 32 teams would pick Justin Herbert. That's just the reality of the situation. Maybe they're wrong, but I'm telling you, that's what they would do. 32 teams would. Kyle Shanahan would pick that. I hope that doesn't upset people. It's just a reality situation. If Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Herbert, those three are your three for three. They're just different. They're just different. Anyway, take that for what you want. I know people are going to be upset at me about this one. Logan, go get Jeff Wilson Jr. if you're not sure. Man, don't get Jeff Wilson Jr. Get Raheem Mostert. Get Raheem Mostert. You can get him. Get Raheem Mostert. I do not want Jeff Wilson Jr. I like Jeff Wilson Jr., but nah, I'm good. Go get Raheem Mostert. That's who I would want. That is the one that I would like to weigh. Dave says, you know, they're trying not to have to release yet another running back, hoping Isaac finds his way. Cody Schrader was the guy you should have kept. Not saying you should have kept him, but you should have kept Cody Schrader. You should have kept Cody Schrader. That was a mistake. And you got to play the numbers. You got to play the numbers. Sean, my man, says, I'll take Purdy for this team. He fits. He does. And I love Brock Purdy. I'm not trying to, like, I hope nobody takes that as, like, I love Brock Purdy. I have Brock Purdy jerseys. I buy Brock Purdy autographed jerseys to give them away. I love Brock Purdy. He's one of my favorite people, humans in the NFL. I freaking love it. I love it. But I'm just telling you the way the NFL works. It's just different. Anyway, Rainier, you set me up and I'm going to get so much hate mail. And guys, yeah, disagreements are a great thing. And I wish that was more normal in our culture. And if you disagree with me, man, email me. Let's hash it out. Sometimes I have time to hash it out. Sometimes I don't. Lately, I haven't had much time. The whole family situation, whatever. So homeschool is kicking my butt. But email me, 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. Like, discussions are great. That's how we learn. Differences are a good thing. Disagreements are an even better thing. It's just, man, anyway, take that for what you will. Right here, Swaggy, I'm only taking Mahomes and Josh Allen over Purdy now. No problem with that. Purdy is playing like a top three. Purdy's playing like the best quarterback in the NFL. No doubt about that. I think, yeah, I think I agree with you. Sean says, I agree with you about the rest of the teams on Herbert, though. I mean, it's just, dude, laser rocket arm, huge. Like, for people that haven't been to the games and sat, like, down low or been to a practice or been to, you know, training camp, when you look at the players, it, like, people are very commonly taken aback, and you're just like, whoa, I don't know, they're so big. You don't understand how big these guys are. And then you see Brock Purdy, and, like, you will hear people say, who's that little guy? That's Brock Purdy. And so you put Brock Purdy next to Justin Herbert or next to Trey Lance or next to Sam Darnold even or next to Josh Dobbs, and you're just like, whoa, I didn't know Purdy was so small. Doesn't mean Herbert's better. That's not what it means. It's just, it matters. It just matters. Rainier, didn't we lose DJ Reed to Seattle by trying to do some sneaky stuff? We did. That one was super sneaky and it went super bad. But that's okay. That's okay. We'll see what it is. Right here, Swaggy says, you know, whenever we lost, it was almost never his fault. He only lost his two games. That's on him. The Raven game and the other one I could think of. Talking about Brock Purdy, yes, you are correct. He is efficient. He is clean. He's really only had like two of those games where it's like, ugh. I think the Cleveland game was rough, but take that for what you will. Bobo, if we win the Super Bowl, it'll be because of how amazing Brock Purdy is. And look, man, I know people don't like this conversation. I don't know how we got down this rabbit hole, but that's okay. Brock Purdy walked off the Super Bowl three times in the fourth quarter and overtime with the lead. Walked onto the field, behind, walked off the field with the lead. Three times in the fourth quarter and overtime. Three. Defense didn't do their job. Patrick Mahomes did what Patrick Mahomes does. Take that for what you will. Like, but you walk off the field in the fourth quarter with the lead three separate times when you didn't have it when you walked on? That ain't on Purdy. That's not on Purdy. Like, Purdy was fine. Purdy played great. Are there some passes you wish you could have back? Sure. And if you want to go further, look at the NFC Championship game. Talk about that come from behind, right? Oh, well, Purdy's never had a come from behind victory. Sure as hell did in the NFC Championship. Cool. Go to the divisional round against the Packers. Sure as hell had a fourth quarter come from behind win there too. So you're talking three consecutive playoff games, divisional, NFC Championship, Super Bowl. Five come from behind chances. Guess what? Five for five. Every single time. You needed him. He did it. That's it. That's it. Like, Brock Purdy, capital H, capital I, capital M. Capital E? Yeah, there's an E there. H-I-M-E. He is him. I know there's no E, but it should be. I think it looks better. I love Purdy, guys. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying it's a little bit different. Whatever you're talking about, guys that are that. And I'm thankful that we have Purdy. There's no doubt about that. And he deserves all the pay in the world. And I hope that dude gets freaking cashed out. I don't know if you guys watched the 49ers put out a mic'd up video. It's like 8 minutes. It was really, really good. Purdy was mic'd up this past week. That dude is just stone cold killer. It really only said like one joke or anything half-heartedly. Two. One time he was trying to high-five all the players coming off extra point, and Jalen Moore walked by him and didn't see him, so he high-fived himself. I thought that was cool. And then he was giving Jake Brindle some flack for something. I didn't understand what the reference was, but Jake Brindle, this made me like Jake Brindle more. He's like, hey, man, we all ain't got those Toyota commercials. That's what Jake Brindle said to him. And it picked it up on the mic, and I was like, oh, I love that. And Purdy goes, who wants a Camry? I'll get everybody a Camry. And I was like, that was cool. Anyway, that's what it is. Dave, I love this. Who is teaching the homeschooling in your house? H-I-M-E? Yeah, that's what's up, man. I freaking love it, man. That is incredible. Logan, Kyle Shanahan has never come from behind to win playoff games until Brock Purdy came here. Fair criticism. Fair criticism. The pairing is there. But guess what? Andy Reid never won a Super Bowl until he had the best Super Bowl on the planet. Right? Like, those things exist until they don't. It's just the way that it goes. Bobo, I'm glad we found Purdy too, because Trey Lance would have costed Kyle's job. Kyle's job's nowhere, hasn't been, is not, ever going to be. You would have just kept Sam Darnold and he would have been just fine. Kyle's not going anywhere. And I know people keep talking about like, oh, hot seat. What if this happens? I remember everybody saying like, oh, Kyle's put his job on the line for Trey Lance. And I'm like, no, he isn't. No, he isn't. Those are just morons trying to get clicks. That's never, ever happened. Yeah, Hugo, you get a Camry. You get a Camry. Everyone gets a Camry. Mike, the self high five. That was cool. You said Brady-esque. I don't think Brady has any social awareness. He's got a little bit. But you're right. They do have a little bit of that psycho to them. That is a very similar thing, Mike. I've never made that parallel. Like, there's that Patrick Bateman in there. There's no doubt. I mean, you just see it in Purdy's eyes. He's hanging out with his family, taking pictures. All right, guys, love y'all. As soon as he turns around, it's just like T-100, T-1000, just like, must get John Connor. Like, you know what? Like, Purdy's got that. Brady 100% had that. So I haven't thought about that. I haven't really thought about that at all. Invader, Shanahan's going to be the head coach for as long as he wants to or until he burns himself. Again, got that chip in his brain. Shanahan's a coach 100% till he dies. That's just who he is. That's who he is. You talk about McVay, not who he is. McVay's a damn good coach. But, like, he's already flirting with retirement. And that dude's, like, might be in his 40s. Like, he's already talking about retirement. Has been for 3 straight years. Shanahan's not a retired guy. Shanahan's the type of guy that's like, oh, you get away for 4 weeks, and by the end, I'm annoying my family, and I'm asking them football. No. Some guys just are. And, yeah, Shanahan's here as long as he wants to. Right here, Swaggy J, if we didn't have Purdy, I cold-heartedly believe Kirk O'Chain's cousins would have been here. Thank God for all things that we do not have Kirk O'Chain's here. I do not want to root for that man. He's fine. I'm sorry. He's gotten better, but no. Oh, that haunts me at night. It's 90 degrees in this damn house, and I got chills, Swaggy. Don't do that to me. Logan, Kevin O'Connell deserves loads of credit for what he's doing, Sam Darnold. You know, I post my bets every week on the 49ersrush.com. I put money down for Kevin O'Connell coach of the year. He's still plus odds. So, like, if you bet 50, you get more than 50 back. Yeah, I put money down on that. Like, that was before last week. It's more so now. Kevin O'Connell, that dude belongs in the conversation. That, look what happened to Kirk Cousins when he left. Kirk Cousins ain't Kirk Cousins anymore. Like, the person that got the most out of Kirk Cousins wasn't Kyle Shanahan, wasn't Sean McVay, it was Kevin O'Connell. It was Kevin O'Freakin' Connell. KOC, man. I got respect for that dude. Mad respect. Rainey, appreciate Super Chat, man. Says, inform us on Mostert's financials and what it would cost to get him. Let me pull it up. Great question. I love me some Mostert, and I would be totally cool if for some reason, if CMC isn't back by the bye. If the bye week comes and CMC's still not back, I think he will be, but let's say he's not. Yeah, you need to look into possibly going and getting something. Now, let's see here. Oh, man, he's dirt cheap. So Mostert signed through this year, next year. He's 32 right now. Next year's cap number is $4 million. This year, if you traded for him, it costs less than $1 million. So the per-game roster bonus, per-game bonus of $500,000, that's basically about it. So it might cost you just a couple million, but not too much. It'll almost all of that is absorbed in the contract that they signed. So you'd be on the hook for the $4 million cap hit next year. You can negotiate that however you said you wanted to. And I don't think it costs much for a 32-year-old run. I think you can get them for a fifth because they got Jeff Wilson. They've got, is it Bucky Irving? Is it Irving that they got? And then, of course, you know, the speed demon, David Achane. But they got Jalen Wright out of Tennessee, the speed demon. I liked him a lot, by the way. He's looked good. So I think sixth-round pick maybe. You know, he's been on the injury report, but I think he's supposed to be back this week. I would love to go get that dude. I freaking love Mostert. He's by far one of my favorite humans that we've had come through here. We've had a lot of good ones. Bobo, I think if Kyle Shanahan loses the Super Bowl, hot, just my opinion. Dude, you make it to the Super Bowl, you're fine. Two teams make it. Nah. And that's your opinion. That's cool. Disagreements are great. Disagreements are great. I think if he makes it to the Super Bowl and loses, he'll get an extension. I think he'd get an extension. So, man, this is fun. Thanks for getting me off topic, guys. That's your job. We had some fun talks. We talked about the next two games. We've got the coach approach tomorrow, 10 a.m. That's going to be fun with Coach Ant. If you got questions, email me or DM me on whatever social media. We're everywhere. And we'll talk about that. Then we've got our bets. We've got our predictions. We've got our scouting report. And then we've got the game. So a lot of fun this week. Next week's going to be bananas. And if you're going to Seattle, you got to come hang out with us, man. We're going to be at the press box the day before. We've got our tailgate set up there, too. So the day before Wednesday, the 9th, we're going to be from 5 to 9 p.m. We're going to be at the press box. And then the tailgate, gosh, unlimited drinks, food, beverages from 1 to 4 p.m. Then we walk to the stadium together. It's one block away. Ah, it's going to be awesome. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Going to be a blast. That's going to do it for today's show. We'll be back in the morning, 10 a.m. Until next time, stay strong, faithful. Want to say thanks for supporting today's show. And to take us out, we're going to go to a new song from Key Man. You know what it is. The quest don't stop. 49 and faithful when the rest don't fly. Riding for the team that we love on God. We don't lift them up till they up on time. Till we up on time. Since 46, keys all to the stick, we been in the mix. Take it to the zone, we been striking gold. That 49 away, winning Super Bowls. So many legends, it's a Hall of Fame.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.